It's just an honor to be here, and this really helps my recovery to be here. So thank you all for being here. That helps my recovery. Thank you for the visitors. And today I'm going to share my what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. I believe that I was born a compulsive overeater. When I was 2, I ate an entire Easter basket in one sitting, and my mother loved through food, so it wasn't a toddler size Easter basket that I ate. And then before kindergarten, I enjoyed some too many of Rice Krispie treats, and I've never eaten them since. This is a progressive disease, so that is the only time that I overate one item and decided I could never eat it again. I wish it worked with everything that I ever overate, but not the case. I have felt uncomfortable and heavy in my body as long as I can remember. When I see pictures now of when I was younger, I had a normal weight. I stayed active, and that really helped. When I was in high school, I had about a week and a half of a stomach illness, and I wasn't able to eat, and I lost some weight, and my disease kind of shifted. I became more of an anorexic and a restrictor. And so I was obsessed with food in a different way, but I stopped eating or eating very much. And there's a lot of things that go into that, but kind of where the pendulum swung back to being compulsive overeater, I heard my mother on the phone telling my aunt she thought maybe I was getting too thin. And the pleaser in me was like, I don't want my mom to suffer. So I started eating again, but I shifted again. And about 16, I became a compulsive overeater. And then I was also a compulsive exerciser. So that would help me maintain my weight for a lot of years. In college, I'd heard about the freshman 15, so I was really exercising so that I wouldn't gain that. I dated a guy that said, you are happiest when you are eating. And that's probably still true today. I'm going to fast forward a bit. I got married to a great guy, and we had a very easy couple years of marriage. I became pregnant for the first time. And this was what was really unusual for someone who'd never felt comfortable. I'd never felt comfortable in my body. And when I was pregnant, I really felt good about my body. It's just, this disease is so strange to be so heavy, but to feel so good. I love being pregnant. I was able to be very active. My son arrived and he was very happy. He pretty much slept through the night when he came home. He was just an easy baby. And very quiet and joyful. So that made us think we should probably have another one. And so we had, I got pregnant again and really enjoyed my pregnancy. Unfortunately, with that baby, the baby got tangled in the umbilical cord and the baby died. And I was devastated. And for the first time in my life, I had lost someone very close to me, and I also lost my appetite. I was told that it was a freak accident and that I was healthy and should have more kids. And so I grew up in a family where we weren't really good about expressing our feelings or talking about them. Stuffing them was a good way of dealing with them, or just saying, okay, I'm going to get over this and march forward. And so I went ahead and we went ahead to have more children. This third pregnancy at 16 weeks, I went into labor and was put on bed rest. I was very anxious and very depressed. And so I did a lot of eating then. Yes, it was a lot of stress eating. And fortunately, we were blessed with another healthy baby boy. This baby was also very joyful, but very loud. He ate loud. He yelled. When he cried, our household just seemed like it erupted in loudness. And that caused me some anxiety, just to have so much loudness in the house. We had another son, and then my house was very loud. And so I guess part of my disease and the eating was just controlling that anxiety. And it really did work. I would load the kids in the car. I'd come back in the house. I'd open a Coke and drink it, and then I'd feel good. I'd be like, okay, I can take on these little monsters, joyful as they were. So food did relax me. And so I'm going to fast forward again. When my kids entered high school, my perfect little sleeper, he got sick, and he actually stopped sleeping. And he was sick for about 2 years. And, I found food was no longer a comfort. I was eating a lot. I gained 40 pounds in 2 years. If I went to the store, to buy clothing, if it fit, I bought it. Didn't matter if the color was right, the style was right. That's what, you know, it fit. So obviously I would buy that. And, but I had no relief with, when he was struggling. I would go to the refrigerator or the closet, and I would eat and eat, and it tasted like packing peanuts. If I'd never eaten those, but I can imagine they don't have much flavor. So that went on, and I heard this podcast talk about if you don't care for yourself, it adds stress. If you don't care for yourself, it really adds stress to the patient. And that really struck me, because I did not want my son to meet more stress because of my weight gain and kind of the turmoil that I was feeling too. So that is what brought me to OA. I don't know where I heard OA, but I went to a meeting, and the room was a small room, not a lot of people, but around the table, I thought, well, I can ask some questions, find out about it. But it is a structured meeting. And so when I asked the questions, they said, well, hold your questions to the end. We talk afterwards. But I was so raw. I really felt like scolded, which I wasn't scolded, but I felt that way. I felt, but I will tell you, this angel after the meeting came up to me and said, there's a lot of recovery at Mile High Church. Come on Tuesday at 12. And just her reaching out, and that, just her joy, but also her welcoming me, I couldn't say no. So I went, and that was, that's where I heard a lot of OA's, principles. So at that meeting, let's see, well, I'm going to jump ahead here. Yes, at that meeting, the people were so friendly, and maybe I was ready to listen. But I heard that compulsive overeating is an allergy of the body and an obsession of the mind. And I was thinking, what? It's not mind over matter. It's not the latest diet. It's not me. It's not self-help books. And that really spoke to me, because an allergy, I have two kids that have allergies, and it's our body's reaction, an abnormal reaction to a normal thing, whether it's environmental or food. And so I could relate to that. Now, my kids with nut allergies don't need to go to a 12-step meeting. So there's also this twist of the mind, or obsession of the mind. And boy, I could definitely relate to that, because I was around all normal eaters. And when I would say, well, how do you do it? How do you maintain your weight? They'd say, well, I don't eat if I'm not hungry. And then, you know, if I eat too much today, I don't eat much tomorrow. I'm like, okay, I don't really understand that. I couldn't follow that diet, or my body didn't work like that. So I established, it really spoke to me that this is a physical and mental disease, and the recovery is a spiritual program. So we have 12 steps, and only the first step mentions food, that we're powerless over the food. The rest of our steps that we just read mention God. And I acknowledge this logic, but I've come to realize that this is an experiential program rather than just a logical thing to try to figure out. And surrender. That was something that I really wanted to do because I knew my life was unmanageable. And I knew I was eating compulsively. I didn't know what that meant. And, people said, well, imagine your hand like ungrasping. And I imagined that. I looked at that. It didn't work. I went to a funeral for my grandmother in December a couple years ago. And I was thinking there, oh my gosh, I wasn't planning on this. It's going to be busy. I'm going to have 10 people coming to the house. When I get home, I have lots to do, house to clean, you know, things to buy, food in the house, etc. And so when I left, after I left the funeral, I got back to Colorado and I immediately threw out my back. I'd never thrown out my back. I never had any back problems. But there I lay looking at the ceiling for 2 days. And during that time, I realized that's what surrender was, like just really not being able to do anything and hearing the vacuum running and not being able to control what's going on downstairs and hearing things being put in the refrigerator. My husband was doing some grocery shopping. And just knowing that it wasn't the way I would do it, but it was actually better, just how they did it. And that really spoke to my heart, and that kind of awakened me to that's what, you know, giving up the control of the food was like. Shortly afterwards, the 2018 OA brunch occurred, and during that meeting, that's when I made the decision to give up sugar, flour, and NutraSweet. And I got a sponsor and I started to work the steps. So what is it like now? Let's see. It's a miracle. It really is a miracle. Just to give you, let's see. I came to stop compulsively eating. But I've been given that miracle, but it's overwhelming how much more that I've been given with this program. I always believed in a higher power for myself, but I really didn't acknowledge a higher power for my kids. And so I was always trying to control their lives and control their health and everything. And that was, it's not my job to do. To care for them, yes, but not to be so controlling. And while working on my recovery for myself, I gave my son the space he needed and the respect he needed to reenter life. And he's doing great. He's thriving. He's happy. He's healthy. And when I see glimpses of him struggling, I have that ability because of this program to pause and offer help or wait to be asked, rather than to control or to instruct. And I heard that the only way to push someone is away. And that's really what I had been doing with my kids when I had always been pushing them and supposedly encouraging them, but I was pushing them. I have peace. The buzz that I was always trying to quiet with food or stuff down, I don't have that any longer. That's been lifted. Let's see. And another thing I learned in this program is that I'm not a victim. My sponsor was so patient in helping me to learn what my part was in conflicts. I'm a person that I can feel responsible for the traffic, the weather, if the dogs have an accident or something, but I could not see my part in a conflict with a person. And that has changed. I've given up controlling the universe or trying to, and instead I've spent the time looking at my part in relationships and disagreements and just... And I just don't have that blaming that I had, that I was so quick to go to. I also learned there's two kinds of business, my business and none of my business. So that's helped me too. And let's see what else. I just wanted to tell you too, just a little bit about my program. So I have a sponsor and I have sponsees and, like I eat 3 meals a day and I have the option to eat 2 to 3 snacks a day. I still stay away from the flour, sugar, NutraSweet, but those don't call to me any longer. This is a progressive disease, just like I went from overeating as a kid to anorexia to just, you know, overeating more and more and more. So what I found with this, it's kind of the whack-a-mole, you know, the things I've taken out of my diet that don't call to me anymore. And I really have no problem saying no. Now there's new foods that I, you know, are appealing that never appealed to me, you know, to eat compulsively. So without this program, I would just go ahead and eat those as well and, you know, kind of go into a different list of foods that I wanted to have. So that is really changed in that I have to be very aware and vigilant too. And also working this program helps me to see what I'm doing and have that pause. I was a person, I mean, I was always losing my keys and misplacing things. And now I have that pause. I get to places on time, even a little bit early. And that just didn't happen before. And this program takes time, but I feel like I have so much more time than I ever had before. I always worked between taking care of my kids. I worked from home, and I just, with that, it gave me a lot of flexibility, gave me a lot of closeness to the refrigerator. And with this program, this morning I started a job outside the home, and I wouldn't have confidence if it weren't for the program to do that. And I just wanted to read this reading from June 18th. It says, we can confidently face any situation life brings because we no longer have to face it alone. We have what we need any time we are willing to let go of self-will and humbly ask for help. We entered OA knowing we had a problem with food, but we may not have realized the extent to which we had problems handling life. Using the tools and listening to our sponsor and others at the meetings can help us know what changes we need to make. Working the steps also helps us to see how fear, control, self-pity, and self-centeredness enter into our daily lives. Step 3 and 11 teach us to turn the events of this day, ever reminding us, steps 3 and 11 teach us to turn over the events of the day, ever reminding us that we do not have to face any day alone. This program works when we aren't navigating by ourselves. Our higher power and others will be here today to help us if we let them. The future may seem frightening, the past may have held pain, but today can offer us wonderful gifts we have yet to imagine. I can let go and let my higher power help me through this day. Thank you all for being here. Thank you.